With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Biden administration is lifting Cuba's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
The move by the outgoing administration to ease sanctions is part of a deal facilitated by the Catholic Church to free political prisoners on the island. According to senior officials, many dozens of political prisoners and others considered by the United States to be unjustly detained would be released at noon next Monday, Inauguration Day. Back in 2017, then-President Trump toughened the U.S. posture toward Cuba, and Joe Biden's decision could be reversed as early as next week with Donald Trump back in the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Michelle Obama will not attend President Trump's inauguration next week. She also did not attend former President Jimmy Carter's funeral last week. President-elect Trump's inauguration will be held on Monday. Also at SRNnews.com, Pete Hegseth appears at a confirmation hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The former Fox & Friends host and former military officer testified at this Tuesday confirmation hearing that legacy media has shared lots of information allegedly about him, but all has been disproven. Still, Hegseth says it's had an impact on his confirmation process. Hegseth rejected the idea that he has disparaged women serving in the military. Hegseth said women in our military, as I have said publicly, have continued to make amazing contributions across all aspects of our battlefield. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
California has withdrawn requests for the EPA to give the state authority to enforce rules limiting emissions from diesel-powered trains and big rigs. The move comes days ahead of President Trump's inauguration. The Biden administration last month approved a California rule phasing out the sale of new gas-powered cars in the state by the year 2035. This is SRN News. China is a nation of contrast when it comes to religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center finds government persecution of Christians and other religious minorities in China at an all-time high. But on the other hand, social hostility toward people of faith is super low. What that means is that in China, if you're a Christian, the government is definitely out to get you, but your neighbors will leave you alone. Compare that to countries in the Middle East where the government persecutes believers and their neighbors do so too. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
No state is doing more to try and protect kids from transgenderism than Texas. More than 30 bills have been proposed in the state to that end. Other states are following suit. There are calls to go further, including barring Medicaid and other state-funded government programs from spending on sex change operations for people of any age. The future of some of the laws and proposed measures will likely rest on a Supreme Court ruling expected later this year. This is SRN News. Wall Street was mostly higher on Tuesday. Seth Sutel has more.
Most stocks rose on Wall Street following an encouraging update on inflation, but drops for Eli Lilly and some other influential stocks kept indexes in check. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 221 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Stocks got some help from a report that inflation in wholesale prices wasn't as bad as expected last month. Lilly weighed on the market after saying growth for some of its blockbuster products wasn't as strong as it expected. Lilly fell 0.6%. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
McDonald's is being sued over a scholarship program for Hispanic students. Legal action took place after the fast food giant ended some of its corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. More details at SRNnews.com.